Children sometimes look in their parents and say, "Do you love me?" And the parents will say, "Yes." "Then how could you force me to go to school? How could you force me to go to the dentist? How could you force me to go to the doctor so the doctor can stick needles and they hurt so badly?" And parents understand, and sometimes children gradually begin to understand that this is for their good, so they can be educated, so they can be healthy. Sometimes we look at Lent in the same childish way. Why do I need to give this up? Why do I need to take this on? Why do I need to be charitable? Why do I need to pray? The goal of Lent is not to be sorry for your sins, but to be happy with your life. The goal of Lent is not to look at what you have squandered, but what is left for you as an opportunity, as a possibility, as a joyful choice in your life. So when people approach Lent, we can always have that childish attitude, "I have to. Oh no, it's that time again." Or we can say, "What a wonderful thing it is to celebrate my life, to look at how much I can pray, how better I can do things, how much I can strengthen my will so that I can make those choices that will make my life happier." And of course, let's not forget how to love my God, my neighbor, and myself in a more profound and sincere way. A little story about John Chrysostom, the one who wrote the Služba Božja we celebrate during the rest of the year. His father died when he was young. He became a caregiver for his mother. As Bishop of Istanbul, Constantinople, he was sent into exile 3 times. He also died on the way to going to prison. No life is perfect. No life is without trials. But we can focus on those things that give us pain and that try to crush our life, or we can focus what a beautiful time Lent is that will teach me how to love better, choose more wisely, and to live more fully. So don't look at Lent as a time of sorrow. Look at all your bad choices. Those were sorrowful times. Lent is a time of rejoicing and opportunity when we say, "Thank God, I have another chance to make my life full of beauty, full of flowers, full of joy, because I have another chance to love better." Slava Isusu Hristu!